It's EV News briefly for Thursday, 7th of March. I'll be back as usual at 5 p.m. UK. That's midday Eastern with the full podcast. But if you haven't got time for that, then this gives you everything you need to know in less than 5 minutes. You can be like our Patreon legends if you want to. Click a link on the show notes. Now, we'll start with news of the Tesla arson attack yesterday by that terrorist organization who targeted the high voltage lines that crisscross the country. I told you 2,000 people without power in the area. 60,000 was the Reuters report today, saying that residents of Brandenburg and even parts of Berlin because of the destruction of the high-power mast. And as for Tesla themselves, who were the target of this, could cost up to 1 billion euros, certainly hundreds of millions of euros in terms of delays and paying the staff to not come in to make the vehicles. About 1,000 model, a daily production shortfall, about 1,000 Model Ys a day. I'll update you on that story as it continues. The Rivian R2 will be unveiled today, if you are listening to this pretty soon ahead of publishing, at 6 p.m. UK. That is 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern. The R2 is pretty much exactly the same size as the Model Y. We think we know because somebody did, you know, right-click view source on the website and then put some details live at the Rivian website. We'll find out all the details. Whether it really does do 330 miles of range for $47,000, that would be a big Model Y competitor. But it's not going to be here for 2 years either way. The Audi Q6 e-tron is going to be their version of the Macan EV. Big battery, 100 kilowatt hours fast charging, 270 kilowatts DC fast charging, and Audi's version of the Macan EV, but I think cheaper. So $60,000 price range, or mid-60s, unlike the Macan starting at 80. The Lotus Emeya starts a lot higher than that. It's going to be a £95,000 car, or €105,000, going up to £130,000, or €150,000. That is Lotus's, they call Hyper GT car. And that is just, it's got some crazy bonkers specs. Let's talk about charging the Tesla Cybertruck on an 800-volt charger. Atlas, who I think have rebranded to NXU1 these days, I think worked with Tesla to put the J3400 connector on an 800-volt charger, which the V4 superchargers aren't. The dispensers will be 1,000 volts, but the back end in North America is still, sort of the guts of it is still V3 superchargers. And it got 327 kilowatts peak, but it ramped down really quickly to the point of which you might as well just go use a V3 supercharger on a 400-volt architecture, on a 400-volt system, and maybe save 1 or 2 minutes. But I think Tesla will make that charging curve better on the Cybertruck when V4, you know, rolls out properly. The Model 3 Ludicrous looks like it's set for a May launch, according to this report, with engineers from Fremont heading to China to fix and resolve any remaining issues. Mercedes will launch the electric V-Class Electric in 2026 in the United States. You don't get the EQV there that we do, but the V-Class, which will be the name. I think the EQ stuff all tends to go with Mercedes in the future. They'll be made in Spain. The Mercedes-Benz and BMW charging network is a new thing coming to China. These two German giant rivals over the years are getting together to try and win in China, putting their own supercharging network out. 7,000 stations will be the broad goal, with 1,000 of them in place by the end of 2026. China launching an EV charging zone with 1,300 charging stations. Yeah, 1,300 charging stations and battery swapping as well in the Zhengzhou area. BYD, it's a Chinese vehicle, but the Seagull getting its Honor edition, which is less than $10,000 equivalent. I know you can't do the straight conversion, but this is a car that's a compact car with a 40 kilowatt hour battery, will suit many people's needs, and these Chinese cars are so cheap. No wonder so many places and territories are terrified of them coming in. And that's briefly